And then I'll lead us through this practice. Now for the next step in this practice, let's start with a practice we did in the self-compassion practice of imagining a compassionate image, something that to you embodies compassion and wisdom, perhaps courage. It can be a person, an object of nature, anything that to you embodies compassion, love, and imagine that you're in its presence. And imagine that you're receiving this compassion, this love. And imagine that you're doing so and with a feeling of total acceptance. This love, this compassion accepts you totally as you are. You don't have to have any stories, any shields. It's total acceptance. Just experience receiving this, feeling it, letting it sink in. And then allow this to activate your own compassion and wisdom. So now as you're breathing in and out, you're breathing in with this sense of efficacy in your own compassion, your own wisdom. Really in your own capacity to be your best self, whatever that is. For you. And now, as we've done many times now in this course, bring up a loved one, someone that's easy for you to care for, and just imagine that you're in the presence of this person. You might even bring up a positive memory or imagine a positive time with this individual, and imagine you're in his or her presence and experience what that's like to be in the presence of this loved one. And now consider that just like yourself, this loved one has had many ups and downs in his or her life. Just like yourself, this loved one knows what it's like to be afraid, to be angry, to be sad, to be lonely. Just like yourself, this loved one has goals and aspirations and dreams. Just like yourself, this person is a child to someone, or a spouse to someone, or a friend, a parent, a sibling. He or she is embedded in important relationships, networks. Just like yourself, he or she wants to contribute to their community, wants to be loved and valued, wants to love and value others. And then recite in your mind for this loved one, just like me, this loved one wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, this loved one wants to be happy and free from suffering. Now drop this imagery and reflection and just come back to your breathing for a few cycles. And now bring to mind a neutral person. And this is someone that you would recognize, maybe someone you even encounter regularly, but someone that you don't have a strong relationship with, either positive or negative. It could be a neighbor, a coworker, someone you see in a coffee shop, someone you recognize but don't have a relationship with at all, really. Just imagine this person and imagine you're with this person and how that is for you as you imagine this person. And then again, consider that just like yourself, this person has had ups and downs in his or her life. Just like yourself, this person knows what it's like to feel angry, sad, lonely. Just like yourself, this person has goals, dreams, aspirations. Just like yourself, this person wants to contribute to his or her community, wants to be appreciated, wants to love and value others and to be loved and valued. Just like yourself, this person is a child to someone, a friend, a sibling, a parent perhaps. And recite in your mind now for this neutral person, just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Now drop this reflection and simply come back to your breathing again, your body and your breathing. And now bring to mind a difficult person for you. Someone perhaps that you have conflict with or differing values, or maybe someone you're in competition with, or some sort of tension, a difficult person. And imagine this person, and imagine being with this person. And notice what it's like as you think of this person. And then consider for this person, for this difficult person, consider that just like yourself, this person has had many ups and downs in his or her life. Just like yourself, this person knows what it's like to feel afraid, angry, sad, lonely. Just like yourself, this person has goals, dreams, aspirations. He or she wants to contribute to his or her community, be appreciated, wants to be loved and valued, wants to be loved and valued. Just like yourself, this person is embedded in a network of relationships as a child to someone, perhaps a parent, a sibling, a friend. And now recite in your mind for this individual, just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, this person wants to be happy and free from suffering. And now imagine these three persons in front of you together, the loved one, the neutral person, the difficult person, and yourself. Imagine they're in front of you, or perhaps you're in a circle and you're holding hands, but you're there with the three of them. And consider that despite all the other differences, consider that on a very core level, there's no difference between any of you on this level of wanting to be happy and free from suffering. Consider that underlying everything else is this core aspiration to be happy and free from suffering. that really motivates everything else. Then recite in your mind, just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Just like me, each of us wants to be happy and free from suffering. Now simply come back to your breathing and your body and allow your awareness to simply be aware of your body in this chaired breathing. And gradually allow your attention to return to this space. Perhaps first feeling your feet, wiggling your toes, fingers. And as you're ready, opening your eyes.